Hey, Collage community, it's such an honor for me to be bringing you this message this morning. And my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will take us deeper into Scripture. And as we seek God, we will find Him. And our lives will be enlightened and we will be able to live these words that God teaches us. But before we start, let's just pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, it's such an honor and privilege to be worshiping You. Father, it's only by Your grace that we can worship You, that we can get to know You. And my prayer is what I just said, that as we seek You, we will find You, that You will illuminate the Scripture, take us deeper into your Word so we may know You and Your will. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Not many people know, but up until the age of 7, I was so afraid of people that I wouldn't speak to any adult. I would only speak to the people in my household, my parents, and my sister, and an aunt and uncle, and to children my age. But I wouldn't speak to anyone else. And that's the way I grew up. I had this fear of people. And when I went to school, I had to overcome this fear. But up until today, when I stand in front of people, I get this funny feeling. In my stomach, you know. And when we read Acts 10, we see Peter struggling with the same feeling, but his was just much worse. See, in Acts 10, we encounter Cornelius. He was a Roman soldier, an Italian, as a matter of fact. He loved God. He loved the faith. He even did good to those who were poor. And he did his best. But Cornelius was aware that he never heard the full gospel. And he didn't understand it that well. And because of his faith and probably because of his prayer, God answered him by an angel appearing to him, telling him, listen, there's a man in Joppa that will tell you the full gospel. You must send someone to go and fetch him. This guy was Peter. 50 kilometers from Cornelius, we find Peter in this town called Joppa. And this is the exact same town where in the Old Testament we find Jonah, right? Remember the story of Jonah? And Jonah had a very similar experience to Peter, and we will get to that now. But if we just stand still and look at the story of Jonah and his calling, God called him to go to Nineveh. Now Nineveh, he didn't want to go there. We all know that. Here's the reason why. The Ninevites, they were cruel, rebellious people. They didn't take nonsense from the enemy. So what they would do is when they caught the enemies, they will cut the eyelids off, right? And they will just let the enemy stand in the sun, in the desert sun. You can imagine what will happen to your eyes when you stand in the desert sun and you are unable to close your eyes, right? So what would happen was the eyes will just burst out. Now, cruel, cruel, cruel people, the Ninevites. Now, that is enough reason for me not to want to go there, right? I think probably for you as well. Now, Jonah didn't want to go there. But the second reason Jonah didn't want to go there is because he was a Jew. And Jews hated the Ninevites. Okay? They didn't believe that the Ninevites deserved God's grace and God's love. That's why I didn't want to go there. When we read his book, the book of Jonah, Jonah even says, I knew, God, You're going to forgive them. That's why I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to see them saved because I hate them. Because he was a Jew. We read the following in Acts 10 verse 9. It says, about noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry, and He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was still being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made pure." When you look at the life of Peter, the character of Peter, he was born in a small town called Capernaum. He was a fisherman. He was a Jew, brought up to be a Jew. He was taught what was unclean to eat, what was unholy to touch. The Jews still believe the same as Jonah. The Jews believe that spending time with Gentiles, going into their house, made you unclean and unholy. Just as eating something unholy, spending time with a Gentile made you unholy. And as Peter was in this vision, in this dream he had, there was a knock on the door of three men. And he went down, and they were Romans. The people Cornelius sent, and the one guy was a Roman soldier. Romans. The Jews hated the Romans. As you might believe, as you might know, that the Romans oppressed the Jews, right? The Romans was considered to be the most unholy, unclean people of them all. Imagine this. Imagine you were brought up this way to hate someone, and God is calling you to serve that person. Surely this is a disruption in your life, isn't it? Surely it's something to wrestle about, or to wrestle with. In Acts 10, verse 22, Peter says, he said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile, or to visit him. But God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean." If we think about this for a moment, think about the life of Peter. Think about your life, the way you were brought up. The rules in your house. The things you believed. Something your mother taught you. Maybe your father even disciplined you because you didn't do it. That is what happened with Peter at this time. See, up until then, I like to say Peter was caught up in the way he was brought up. Right? He was following the Jewish laws and regulation even after the death of Christ. He still had this thing going on within himself. He didn't let go of the Jewish rituals and religion. But God was busy working within Peter, telling him a new truth, teaching him a new truth. And this was disruptive within Peter. Went against everything he believed by being a Jew. At first we see there was a bit of resistance, wasn't there? When God told Peter, "Listen, kill and eat." Peter said, "No, I'm not going to. I've never done this. I've never eaten anything unholy." There's always a resistance within ourselves when God is disrupting something in our lives. When something is not going the way we believe it should be, there's always resistance from our side. But when we've got this thing happening in our lives and there's resistance, if we can let go of the resistance and let God teach us something, there will be growth. In our lives, we will always see this. God is always working within us, trying to teach us a new truth, a new way to see something. Especially in the spirit, when you look at the world, everything going on in the world is not of God. Crime is on the rise. Racism is on the rise. Hunger, you name it. Everything that can go wrong is going wrong right now. But today God is teaching us, listen, you have to look at this differently. It's not to say that when we differ from someone, they've got a different worldview, a different religion, a different race, whatever. God has called us to serve those people, just as with Peter. Jesus Christ died on the cross for them as well, and He's calling you and me to serve them with His grace, with His love, with His truth. I want to tell you this morning, you might have someone in your life that you believe is not worthy of the grace of God and the love of God, just as Jonah and Peter believed this, because that was the way they were brought up. I want to say, don't be caught up in the way you were brought up. Let God renew our minds, change our focus, so we can serve a world, the world around us, with His love, with His grace, and with His truth, and enable God to build His church through us, to build His kingdom through us. Let's just close our eyes in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for this. We thank You for this truth. We thank You that we don't have to think the same way every day. That we can embrace change, especially what You want to change within us. Father, my prayer is that we will fall in love with Your will. Just as Peter had to let go of some of the stuff in his life, some of his religion, I want to say, Father. Father, help us to let go of some of our impure religious acts, our dogma. Let us live with Your love and by Your grace, and the world, let the world look at it and see You, Father. We thank You for this. We thank You that we can embrace the Scripture. And may this word today prune us, so that we can live within Your will. And we thank You for this. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.